This is Music Respawn. I'm Kate Remington with some members of the music team for the epic Final Fantasy VII remake. Music supervisor Keiji Kawamori and composer Mitsuto Suzuki and their translator Ben Sabin. It's wonderful to talk with all of you.
Hi.
Final Fantasy VII has just so many strong memories for so many players, and I'm sure it's such an important part of Square Enix's history and culture. And so I would like to know what the game means to each of you. Keiji, could you start, please?
まず当時、このオリジナルが出た頃に、出たちょっと後ぐらいに、自分会社に入ったんですが、
This is one of the first games he referenced when he entered Square, and basically he hadn't really played many RPGs at the time that the game came out, and was really captivated by the story, and it was pretty complex in terms of story for games at the time.
Yeah,
Suzuki on.
Mitsuto, what about you? What was your experience? What are your memories of playing Final Fantasy VII?
OK。そうですね。僕は、オリジナル発売当時の頃は、受け手が。
He played the original 7 when it first came out, pretty much at launch. And while the story and the characters are obviously great, as everybody knows, he was really interested in the way in which the game utilized sound.
Wow. That's really cool. How much did you each think about the players' expectations, the players who remembered what the game was like 23 years ago, and take that into consideration on top of your own memories for trying to think about what the music should do, what the new role of music should be?
まずですね、自分この、開発を始める前に、一度 FF7 のオリジナルの音楽を聴き直したんですが、やっぱりすごくよくできてて、
Before the whole team started production on the sound and music and all of that, Keiji made sure to go back and listen to the original soundtrack just to reconfirm what made the soundtrack so great in the beginning. And so obviously it's not just going to be people who had played the original who will be playing the remake,but new players as well. So we wanted to be able to bring what inspired or basically we wanted to have the feel of the original of the songs that captivated so many people 23 years ago and bring that to new players as well. Even though it might not be the exact same songs or we might have taken a different approach due to modern technology and the way the game is differently structured now and all of that. So back with the first game, it often used just these sound chip of what, the PlayStation 1. Obviously these chips didn't really have much RAM and they had to store file. They couldn't just read certain waveforms individually. They had to put everything into resident memory. So they weren't exactly as rich as they could be now, but he wanted to make sure to preserve that sort of special sound that was evident in the original.
Yes, and that special sound is what people remember. That must have been a big responsibility to keep what people remembered, but also give them something new. So Keiji and Mitsuto, what are some of the special qualities of Nobuo Uematsu's music that you felt were important to keep in your music?
なんか作業的な面で言ったら、結構その FF のサウンドっていうのは、僕ら、
See, in terms of actual work of trying to like bring these Uematsu songs into this new game, it wasn't like we were particularly, or he was particularly intimidated or anything like that, because been doing this work for a long time, but it was certainly awesome to be able to have the opportunity to do this. And as for like what to do with the arrangements themselves, each arrangement was kind of based on a specific direction and purpose that had already been laid out. So they knew where they were going with it, but also at the same time, so you have this very iconic composer, but you can't really, in Mr. Suzuki's experience, you can't really think too much about preserving the feeling of their songs, or your own version won't turn out very well. It'll just be like a simple copy or a stale reproduction and won't be something original and your own. And that doesn't just apply to him for remakes, but to any project he works on in general.
Is there a one track in particular, Mitsuto, that you could point to where you were able to use the original music by Mr. Uematsu and really make your own version of it?
Ah, 一番わかりやすいところは、
It's not a particular song per se, but for the drum parts of most of the songs that he worked on, he really, that's something that he really concentrated on. Especially for him, drum parts are something that just listening to them, you can easily tell what era they were made in because that's just how quickly they have evolved.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's just one area that he specifically concentrated on.
I know one of the big challenges with this project and with the music for this project is that game music has evolved and it's not just a constant background that doesn't react to what the player is doing. And so the co-director, Mr. Toriyama, wanted this music to be much more modern, like games are, and much more interactive. So, KG, what were some of the things that you had to think about as you were composing the music so that it could be that flexible?
Having the music adapt to the player's situation in the remake is kind of the result of fusing two concepts together, how the music is constantly playing in the background in the original, and the interactivity required of modern music. And the fact that the music transitions seamlessly for Mr. Kawamori kind of offsets the fact that the music plays for long periods of time and thus maintains a sort of balance. So obviously, if you just have music playing in the background all the time, like it did with the original, that's just kind of too much and doesn't really interest the audience or whatnot anymore. And so by introducing that seamless transition aspect, they wanted to kind of like liven it up and keep people interested and bring that sort of interactivity that people have come to expect from modern music in games.
Which is fascinating. And so did you kind of deconstruct each original cue and break it into layers so that you could change the intensity as things were happening and the players were in the middle of battles or combat or larger cutscenes?
It wasn't as if they deconstruct everything and broke the songs into different parts or by instrument or anything like that. The songs that, or the versions of the songs that would play while you're outside of battle and while you're in battle are basically constructed the same, as well as the instruments that are used in each are the same, but they just, made it so that the transitions would be extremely natural, and the way that they constructed each different part would be able to easily flow into each other.
it's fascinating how that all works. And as a player, you just don't even notice that it's happening. It's just, it's so subtle. And it's really brilliant in this game as well.
あのそれで Q さんの下の質問あったんですけど、まあ、あの苦労した点としてはその、はい、やっぱり、
And in case you wanted to know about what exactly was difficult in that process, one of the things that proved a challenge was just having, or just the number of songs that they had to create was really daunting. I mean, as you know, there are like, what, 7 CDs and a bonus CD?
Yeah, it's about a 9-hour soundtrack.
だいたい9時間にわたる OST なので本当に曲数が膨大ですね。
Mitsuto, what were some of the tracks in which you were you made them interactive to make the music have a more modern feel for the way games are done now?
細かい曲名ちょっとね今パッと思い
So many songs that specific examples, like specific names, elude us at the time. But in terms of something where that was put on display a lot for Mitsuto, it was definitely just the whole area of Wall Market and all the songs that sprung from that area.
Oh, yeah. What were some of the things that you enjoyed about writing the music for the Wall Market, because it really stands out. Each one of those is just so unique. So what was fun about writing music for that area?
これもね、なんかいろいろあるんですけど、こう新曲作る時のこう方法論っていろいろあって、でもね、こう
So in terms of specific parts or examples in whichchange stuff around. It'd be fairly easy to explain if he had samples of specific
oh, sure.
songs that he could play and then reference immediately, but just in words, talking about it is really difficult.
Hmm.
And especially because the way that he goes about creating songs is kind of different from that of a lot of other composers. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing is up for debate, butHe doesn't have the same sort of expectations of like, oh, it's been this way for this specific situation and with these instruments and yada yada, so I should do something with that.
Hmm.
And therefore, it's just hard for him to express all of that
sure.
without actual examples. As for Wall Market stuff in particular, he was saying that he really likes the song Smash 'em, Rip 'em. naming thanks to Mr. Toriyama, the director, the scenario director. It was a really fun song to work on. He really likes the bubbly sound that it has. Mm-hmm. And while he did direction on it, not exactly composing, just the way that the whole song flows from cutscene to gameplay, the timing that it has with the characters' movements, how they match up really well, the speed and the beat,how while a lot of Square Enix songs kind of have an orchestral flair feel to them, this one also has, while it retains hints of the original, it also has a little bit of electronica in there to spice things up.
Yeah.
And it is like a Tifa theme, but it's kind of different than any other Tifa theme that he feels like he's heard before.
it's a great, great cue. So please, please tell him congratulations. It's really fun to listen to.
Yeah, and he was just saying that. He's like, oh, whoops. I kind of remember this isn't like a new song. It's just an arrangement. But the way in which I work, I kind of don't really distinguish between arrangements and new songs when I compose something.
Yeah, well, tell him it's a great track. It's really fantastic.
で大変素晴らしいトラックですとケイトさんが伝えてます。
I would love to talk with both of you about how you recompose the cue for the Airbuster battle. It's just so epic. And how much of that is from the original cue and how much of that is new?
Airbuster 戦はですね、オリジナル、さらに戦う者たちが、オリジナル版でさらに戦う者たちが、
While there are multiple arrangements of Fight On in the remake, the first time that appears is in the Airbuster fight, like it did in the original. Thus, he wanted to keep the guitar as a main instrument to recreate a similar feeling, which was something that they decided upon since the beginning. But one thing that they really had to feel out was just how to change it to fit the updated graphics and just the new feel of the game. So at one point they had more of a synth lead and an organ, but after seeing everything in game and how it like looked on screen, it just seemed a bit too cute and didn't have a hard enough edge. And so they wanted to, or they ended up going with ultimately what made it into the game and a more guitar-centric piece. And as for the fight itself, it's broken into four separate stages. And as each stage progresses, like you go from phase one to phase two to phase three, it gets kind of more grandiose and more grandiose mm-hmm. as time goes on, and to get the player hyped up.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's just, it's so thrilling. Could we please talk about how you had to rethink the music because there's spoken dialogue now? That was new to this game. And so what were some of the things that you had to do to make the music do so that it would fit underneath the dialogue in either just gameplay or in the cutscenes?
For scenes with lots of dialogue and whatnot, to make sure everything seamlessly transitioned really well, they kind of would use arrangements with less tension, and sometimes, depending on the situation, they would go so far as to duck the background music so that the dialogue could more easily be heard. And obviously, this wasn't something that they just decided on the sound end, but they would also, or just the composer's end, that they would talk to with everybody involved with like the cutscene team or like the people in charge of the sound effects and make sure everybody was on the same page about it.
It must have been a complicated dance between the audio team and the music team.
そうですね。やっぱりその、もちろん話し合わせるんです
けど。Yeah, of course, since there are so many people involved, it was quite the feat. And obviously, the people on the SFX or the audio side had something that they wanted to go with, and then people on the music side would have something that they wanted to go with. So of course there were times where they butted heads and talked things out, and then eventually like, okay, well, we both obviously want to create the best thing possible, so in order to do that, let's buckle down and figure out how to make that happen.
Mitsuto, what made this project different from other projects that you've worked on?
まあ、もちろんそのチームに参加する時の心構えとかある。
One thing that really stood out is like as time went on, the going obviously got tougher and got a lot tougher toward the end. But everybody on the remake dev team continued to step up their game, and that's really something that stuck with him. And obviously he and everybody else wanted to surpass users' expectations and make something truly great. So it was really cool for him to be able to be in that atmosphere, and that really helped him create something that he feels is extremely satisfying. And also, just because not only Mr. Kawamori and Mr. Suganuma, but everybody on the team was incredibly really, really good at their jobs.
Yeah.
So, like, without everybody's help, they couldn't have pulled it off like they did.
Wow, it's just a remarkable achievement. Keiji, this is such an ambitious project, and it went on for years and years. So, how did you make sure that you stayed on track, managing all these different people, all these composers, and other members of the music team?
そうですね。まあ、結構その自分自身あの長いプロジェクトには、結構慣れているところがあるので、
Basically, sticking to the schedule wasn't necessarily easy per se, but since everybody on the team was very fast, that helped a lot and didn't encounter too many problems or any real problems. And as with any game, it's always exciting to work on new songs, so that was fun.And there's a part of the process where they'll look at how everything comes together on screen before giving like a final okay. And seeing everything come together like that was really amazing and impactful. And so it was totally worth it to go through all of the trouble that they did. So he thought it was just a great experience and a fun process.
Yeah. Is there anything that you haven't mentioned that you especially enjoyed about working on this game, Mitsuto?
Ah, なるほどね。リメイクの開発ってことですよね。
Of course, as with most AAA games, the schedule isn't the most smoothest thing in the world. But despite the challenges that the team had to make sure that everything got released in high quality and on time, and just everybody was really open to exploring new things and taking on new challenges, And basically, even though they didn't necessarily have a lot of time all the time, they took time and made sure that everything was perfect and just the way they wanted it. And so that's something that was different from a lot of projects, just like the creative, not just creative liberties, but the ability to just experiment until you get something that you want, despite being under time restrictions or constrictions.
Wow, that's amazing. Keiji, what about you? Is there something that you really enjoyed about this, or other things that you enjoyed about this project that you haven't had a chance to talk about?
そうですね、やっぱりその、23年前にあの
Since he was basically the first in line to see how everything came together, it was really great to experience those moments. Like every time, especially since the remake fleshes out the story rather than simply telling it exactly as it was in the original, it was really great to see how those new pieces, the new music fit together with the new story elements. And just seeing all of that come together.
Wow.
It's and being just, the first one to do it.
That's so exciting. That's really cool. I don't know if you can say anything about this, but where the game ends now, where the remake ends, it's not the end of the story. Can you tell us anything at all about how the music is progressing for the next stage of the remake?
Sorry, can't really give any specifics at the moment, but he will say that because we succeeded in trying a bunch of new things for this first installment, while we have done that, we've also discovered what we need to do better. So we'll apply what we've learned throughout the process of making the first one and hopefully be able to provide an even better soundtrack or even better music for the next game.
I can't wait. Keiji and Mitsuto, it has been such an honor talking with you. And Ben, I really appreciate your gifts as a translator. So thank you all so much.
They're very thankful for this opportunity to have been able to talk to you as well, Kate.
Arigato. Thank you so much. Arigato. We'll be right back.